That means it is time to bring in Mike Cozzi. Morning, Mike.
And what do you got, technical difficulties up there?
No,
answers the phone, then I get cut off.
What happened was, is I was running an interview because we've got so many things going on to help nonprofits and stuff, and so we were running late. When I looked over, I saw the phone ring, okay? So I punched in on it, but then I looked on my cell phone and I saw the message that I wasn't answering. So then I was typing on my a return message to you that call back, and then when I was typing that, you called back, and that's where we stand. That's where we stand. All right,
I'm here.
You're right. The manager of the Yankees has no way to get them out of their slump. Zero. And it opens up something that that nobody ever wants to think about, especially with a manager that's won 100 games his first two seasons. But this is a manager that for the first time has run into serious problems in a season that's only 60 games long. And if they do not make the playoffs, he should definitely be fired. And even if they don't, if they do make the playoffs, unless they win this false World Series, I think this opens up a lot of flaws in his young management style.
Well, that's what happens when you hire a puppet, because that's all he is. And he could have won 100 games. You could take the guy that you have working up there that you send out for coffee to manage the Yankees, and he'd win 100 games like Boone did. Boone's never won a big game. That's check mark one. Check mark two, here you got a 60-game season when people are saying you might as well just give the Yankees the World Series trophy, and they're barely 500, and they look awful. And fundamentally, they're unsound, which we've been saying for years, and now everything is rearing its ugly head. And it's all Boone's fault. There's nobody else to blame. You have two guys hurt that are hurt every year for the last 3 years. So you got to expect that to happen. What's your contingency plan? They have none. They went out and they signed Gerrit Cole. Oh, we just won the World Series. Guess what? Gerrit Cole's very, very human this year. The Yankees aren't responding to whatever he's doing with his psychological babble that he uses. What the Yankees need is a guy that's going to kick them in the pants right now because they don't care. There's no energy on that team, and they just don't care. They're going through the motions. And Boone's not that kind of guy. But like I said back when I started talking, that's what happens when you hire a puppet.
All right. Now, here's the bad news for me, okay? We go from this this terrible baseball season, which was is a sham in itself, but we go from this terrible baseball season. We still have the hockey playoffs going from last year, which are going to finish this summer, and the NBA playoffs. But now, on Monday night, my Giants are back in action. So I get no break from the negativity, Mike. I get no break from the negativity. The Knicks stink. The Rangers stink. The Yankees stink this year. I can't even hate the Red Sox because they stink this year. And my Giants probably will stink this year.
Well, I'm just basking in the glory of the Yankees' demise. It's a beautiful thing.
All right. What other sports do we want to talk about?
The American League Central is an absolute dogfight. I mean, it's good baseball. It's probably the only place where there's good baseball being played. The Indians, the White Sox, and the Twins are all separated by a half a game after 35 games. So with about 14, 15, 16 games left, whatever they have, the three teams, it's going to be a dogfight down to the end to see who wins the division. I don't know how the playoffs work. I don't know what the reward is for winning a division, but these three teams are playing really good baseball. And don't look now, but the team that's been hit with more injuries, many more injuries than the Yankees, that everybody hates, the Houston Astros, have a better record than the Yankees.
There you go. All right.
The Mets, pull the plug on that season. Man, are they bad. They got demolished by the Orioles yesterday.
It's a good,
absolutely demolished.
All I can say is it's a good thing I'm not a Met fan as well.
And back to what we've been saying from the beginning of the year with these over-under totals for wins. The Orioles were expected not to win less than 20 games. Well, they won their 20th game against the Mets last night, and they're only a half a game behind the Yankees.
All right. Anything else to talk about in sports?
The Islanders play tonight at 8 o'clock.
Big game.
Yeah, this is a do-or-die game for them. If they get beat up again tonight, you can pull the plug on that series. They got smacked the first game on Sunday night. They have to play much better than that if they're going to have a chance against Tampa Bay. See what happens. I mean, you could call it a hangover after going Game 7 against the Flyers because they only had one day rest, and Tampa Bay had a week to prepare. But that's what happens when you don't put a team away. They could have put the Flyers away when they were up 3-1, and they didn't do it. So now they have to pay the price for it. See how they respond tonight.
All right. It's just crazy. Now, when does the official next National Hockey League season training camps get underway?
I don't know. I have no idea. I think they're going to start the season somewhere around Christmas, which is, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's going to be another shortened season, maybe 60 games. I really don't know. I have no idea. I mean, once they got to the playoffs, it's somewhat normal. But it's not normal because you're going into the conference championships and it's September.
Yeah.
That should have been done in May.
Yeah, it's.
So it's I really crazy. Don't know. And teams like the Rangers, who didn't play since what, early July or middle of July.
Yeah.
So if they don't start again till Christmas, you figure they're not going to start preseason until November. So that's 6 months off for them too. That's a lot longer than normal, so I really don't know what the heck's going on with the NHL. All I know is they're playing now, and I don't know what the other plans are.
It's just crazy. It's hard to get, if you're a sports fan, it's hard to get a good roll on. The only thing, and I know people are going to choose, the only thing that's remained consistent in going, and even that's a little screwed up with the big races, is at least horse racing was on every weekend. I mean, the big races, the Triple Crown is all screwed up, but it's just, if you're a sports fan and you have your sports seasons and you have your teams, it's just really incredible to follow it like you normally would follow it.
No, it is what it is. I mean, to me, when I'm flipping the channels and I see baseball on, except now when the Yankees are losing because I relish it, I just watch it because there's nothing else to watch. But that's pretty much it. I mean, I don't say, oh, I can't wait to watch a baseball game tonight. That's not happening. Hockey, I follow a little bit more closely, and that's it. I mean, the football starting, I don't know, what does it start, Thursday?
Yeah.
That's almost irrelevant to me is, you know, to talk about if there's water on Jupiter.
Yeah,
I couldn't care less.
Yeah, just,
but they painted themselves in the corner, in my opinion, and now they have to suffer for it. And these leagues are very, very lucky because of what they're doing that there are no fans, because then you would see just how disgruntled the public is.
Yeah. All right. With that being said, I got to get on to the weather. Sorry it took me so long to pick up.
Even horse racing's messed up now.
Yeah.
Belmont doesn't run to September 18th.
And that's not, yeah, that's why. I mean, the Triple Crown is totally.
The Triple Crown is in name only. There really is nothing. That's why I'm really glad. Nothing against the horse. I'm glad somebody else won the Kentucky Derby, so you don't have to deal with that talk of does the Triple Crown count for the next month until the Preakness is run.
All right, with that being said, I'll check with you tomorrow.
I'll be here. Let's see if the Yankees can keep this streak going.
Okay, goodbye.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.